Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Mushers and their dogs aren't the only ones gearing up for the 2018 John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. There's a community of photographers who are strapping up their mukluks for a hike in the woods to capture the next best bear grease photo. You can see artwork and photographs from past races at the newly expanded Bear Grease Art Show at the Great Lakes Aquarium. Kyle Crone, photographer and curator of the show, joins us to share tips from 20 years of shooting the race.
My name is Kyle Crone. I'm a 1985 graduate of UMD. I sell cameras and photo solutions to working professionals and artists and mom and pop down here in the Twin Cities at a store called West Photo. And I've been there 20 years, and I've been in the photo industry since I graduated from UMD in 85. It's kind of in my blood to take photos, and I fell in love with the John Bear Grease race when some of my college roommates were camping out on the trail. I got hooked, and I've been covering the race since 1990, pretty much every year. I think I've missed one or two, and one of those years was canceled due to no snow. Snowballed from there. I ended up getting a solo show down at the Great Lakes Aquarium, and I think that was right around 2010. It's been a good run.
This is way more exciting and interesting than, like, your average photography. The fortitude that it takes to get out there and get the photo that you want.
Since I've covered the race now for 25 plus years, there's only a couple of images I'm going to try to make. I obviously make more. Personally, I don't like snow fences and crowds, so I haven't actually photographed the start for years. So I'll go meet the mushers, walk around. I believe this year the start will be Two Harbors again, so I'll go walk around, talk to the mushers, get photos of the teams getting ready, and then head up the trail. And usually I'll find, you know, one of the road crossings, and we'll walk in from there. But I still am after that elusive photo, and I guess at this point that elusive photo would be some type of photo from a higher angle than just standing out on the trail. I'm too old to climb a tree. I wouldn't mind, you know, maybe bringing in a ladder. A couple of years ago, one of the photographers dragged his deer stand in and leaned it up against the tree and then was shooting from a higher angle. And he made some phenomenal photos. The big territory up there, it's all wide open, big expanse. You know, you kind of, I try to show the mushers in the, and the dog teams in that environment. And, yeah, I like close-ups too, but I just like showing off the trail and the snow on the trees. As long as you got a pretty decent backdrop, whether it's a good stand of evergreens with snow on them, then that makes for a good shot. You know, when you're at the checkpoints, you know, just the whole activity, the vibe of the checkpoint makes for a good photo. But a lot of it, you know, for me is, you know, being out there on the trail and finding that ideal location. And, you know, we'll see what happens this year.
Such a community of photographers out on the trail. This year, the art show has expanded beyond just photography. Tell us what's in the show.
24 photographers and two watercolor painters.
The 2018 Bear Grease Art Show is on display now through the race and will celebrate with a closing reception on March 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. We'll see you on the trail. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.